Let us pray. When I say, Lord, hear us, I invite you to say with me, Lord, graciously hear us. God, most gracious and most holy, grant us the help of your Holy Spirit as we pray with thanksgiving and supplication for the Church and for the world. We pray for the Church in every land, for this Church and for other local churches, that as your people we may truly reflect the image in which we have been made and demonstrate where our true allegiance lies. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for the peoples of the world and leaders of nations, whether titled monarch or emperor, prime minister or president. We pray that each and all may work together for justice and peace, and rule in such a manner so that, in the words of the prophet Amos, justice will flow like a river and righteousness like a never-ending stream. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We thank you in this Black History Month for the example and fortitude of men and women such as Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, and at this present time for the dedication of a young man such as Marcus Rashford in seeking to address issues around child and food poverty. We pray also for global and national efforts both to prevent the spread of coronavirus and to develop treatments and an effective vaccine. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those who are ill or in distress, for the lonely and bereaved, for the anxious and isolated, for those in any need or trouble, that they might be comforted and sustained. We think of all concerned for their health and well-being and for their livelihood, their loved ones and their future. Help us, Lord, to come together and walk this road side by side so that no one falls by the way. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Father, we remember before you all your servants who have died in the faith of Christ. Again remembering your servants, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, and the Apostles of Old, including St. Paul, as well as all those known personally to us. We pray, O Lord, that we too may lead faithful and godly lives in this world, declaring our true allegiance, rendering unto you what is rightfully yours, and finally, to share with all the saints in everlasting joy. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And in a moment of silence, let us offer our own private prayer and simply allow ourselves to be in the presence of the living God who calls us to life and to live in Christ. and may all our prayers be bound as one, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.